Now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Testing, testing, check, check, check.
Hello there, this is funny lady Judith Lucy.
Hi, this is Joel Creasy.
Hey, this is Fiona O'Loughlin.
Hi guys, McLaughlin here, that would be of the Craig variety.
Hi, this is Shayna Blaze.
Hello, this is Tom Ballard.
Hi, this is Melissa Cap.
G'day, this is ScoMo, Scott Morrison.
Hi, this is Reece Nicholson.
Hi, it's Gina Liano from The Real Housewives of Melbourne.
Hi, this is Reece Mastin.
Hi, this is JC Fox.
This is Kathy Griffin.
Hey, this is Todd Collins.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic.
Hello everybody, it's Omar Rudberg and you're listening to The Troy Murphy Show.
Troy Murphy laughing at me in the other studio. Oh, he's dancing to my radio vet. Hello, Troy.
The last couple of shows I've listened to the Troy Murphy Show, I've nearly had a couple of accidents because my eyes have been watering with laughter so much.
Is it me? Am I the problem? Surely I can't be the only one that thinks that the world is going bananas. With doctors last summer claiming the term morbidly obese to be ditched. Look, I understand morbidly obese is not a glamorous term, but unlike the morbidly obese lifestyle, one should not have to sugarcoat everything to explain that it's problematic.
He's ready for his close-up. It's the Troy Murphy Show.
Ladies, gentlemen, them, they, and all, welcome to the Troy Murphy Show. I am, of course, your host, Troy Murphy, and this, as the name suggests, is the Troy Murphy Show. Yes, that's right. It's that glorious time of the week again, Thursday nights at 6 p.m., when the Troy Murphy Show graces the TSR bandwidth and airwaves for an exciting adventure of talk till 7 p.m., covering everything from the serious news to the weird, wacky, and wonderful news from around the world. It's where celebrities stop by for a chat and people far smarter than I join us to talk serious topics that need expert opinions on. And of course, the Troy Murphy Show house band is in the studio for antics and songs all night long. Big thank you to Jamie Sims for filling in for BJ and Grossy tonight. Thank you, Jamie, my friend. BJ and Grossy, of course, will be back next week. On the show tonight, psychologist Carly Dover joins us to talk narcissists. And not only how to identify them, but how to deal with them. We've all dealt with narcissists in our life and, well, stay tuned for this one because it's some important how-to information. We'll also talk the latest drama with Bluey. Oh, that fictional cartoon dog for kids. Causing trouble everywhere it goes. There's a Baywatch reboot on the cards. We'll be discussing that tonight, as well as exploding cows. Yep. Exploding cows is in the news and we're going to talk about it. We'll also talk about the weird stuff people do in the shower. There's been a survey done and of course the Troy Murphy Show radio drama is back for week two, plus Shire local news and so much more. Interesting fact though, before we start the show, if you look at the date, here in Australia we read the date as in day then month, but in America it's month then day, so it's April 20th. And if you look at that as in just numbers, it's 0420, so today is 420 day. Celebrate that how you will. And with that, let's dive headfirst into this week's show without any safety gear on, of course, because that's how we do things here on the Troy Murphy Show, responsibly. Don't try this at home.
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
It seems today that all you hear is music on the radio and murder on podcasts. But where are those good old-fashioned talk shows on which we used to rely? Lucky there's a Troy Murphy Show. Lucky there's a man who positively can do all the things that make us tune in live.
SRFM, your community, your station.
The Reading Writing Hotline is there to help adults who have difficulties with reading, writing or spelling. Their number is 1300 655 06.
1300 655 06.
Go on, take the plunge.
TSSR can help you promote your business with an innovative and inexpensive marketing plan. Our in-house team will help you design a campaign, voice the audio, and give it the professional production values you need. To find out more, call us on 9545 1800 or email info@2SSR.com.au to organise a talk with our experienced marketing team.
Hi, it's Kale. Hope you can join me for Friday Night Live every Friday from 7 to 9pm for a mix of pop and indie music, interviews with interesting people, and all the music and entertainment news from the Shire, Sydney and beyond. Friday Night Live, 7pm on 2SSR 99.7 FM. I'll see you there.
Now for your 2SSR four-day weather watch.
Tomorrow, Friday, a shower to tops of 21 degrees, partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers along the coast. The weekend, Saturday, showers, tops of 22 is expected. High chance of showers. Light winds becoming south to southeasterly, up to 20 kilometres per hour. Ooh, wet and windy on Saturday. And Sunday, maximum temperature of 23. Showers will continue. Let's look into the crystal ball. Further outlook, Monday as we all go back to work, a shower or two, tops of 23 degrees. Looks like we're in for a wet one this weekend.
Never miss a show. Listen on demand. Click the Troy Murphy Show on the 2SSR.com.au homepage program guide.
Ponder this. It's fine to swallow saliva all day, every day, as long as it stays in your mouth. But the moment it exits your mouth, it's disgusting to even think about swallowing it again. Ponder that. Stick around. Coming up next, we can talk about the Baywatch reboot. And psychologist Carly Dober joins us to talk narcissists. And not only how to identify them, especially if you've got one in your life, but how to deal with them too. That's coming up shortly here on The Troy Murphy Show. Stay tuned.
The Troy Murphy Show, driving you home Thursday nights from 6pm.
Great news, culture lovers, especially the hard-abbed, bosom-bouncing, bad storylined TV-watching culture lovers of the 90s hit TV show Baywatch. Well, the iconic beach drama, let's use inverted commas there, series is heading back to our screens, according to Deadline magazine. Production company Fremantle is reportedly in talks with broadcasters and streaming services to bring back the hit show. Fun fact, Baywatch first aired in 1989, but was initially cancelled just after one season. But the show, which followed the lives of a group of lifeguards, really? That's what the show was about? Was saved by German distributor Beta Taurus and went on to become one of the most successful shows over the world in its 10-season run in the 1990s, making stars like David Hasselhoff and Pamela Anderson household names. What's this? Oh, it seems our telephone is ringing in the studio. That's not meant to happen. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Why, hello there, Troy. It's Ethel here, long-time listener, pain in the butt caller.
Yes, of course. How could I forget that voice? How can we help you today, Ethel?
Well, you see, Troy, I heard you talking about the Baywatch, and I think it's a disgrace. A disgrace, I tell you. A disgrace.
Why is that, Ethel? Are you disappointed that the show, with its problematic sexual objectification of both men and women on the beach, is not appropriate for a modern age TV audience? Is that what your problem is?
Oh, heaven forbid, no, Troy. Quite the opposite. Quite the opposite indeed. I think that today's modern age are too much of a bunch of bubble-wrapped prudes to enjoy the problematic sexual objectification of both men and women on the beach. That, Troy, is what made Baywatch the must-watch TV show it was. Week in, week out, those ripped abs and biceps covered in baby oil glistening in the summer sun. Oh, and not to mention the not too subtle bouncing bosoms of the surgically enhanced young women who had far too much facial makeup on for a regular beachgoer, although that was probably to cover up their black eyes caused by all the running up and down the beach with their bosoms failing and knocking them out senseless. You see, Troy, I just don't think that the people nowadays who find offence with the drop of a hat will enjoy a reboot of Baywatch. And those of us who enjoy Baywatch most certainly aren't going to enjoy a politically correct reboot version of the show either. Doomed to fail, this is. Doomed to fail. Mark my words.
A lot of long words there, Ethel. Thank you very much for the call. We will bookmark that and see if your predictions are right. Who knows? Maybe a new segment on the show. Caller Ethel's future predictions. Thanks for the call, Ethel, and we'll see how this plays out. Plenty more of the Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
Never miss a beat. Follow the Troy Murphy Show Facebook page. Search the Troy Murphy Show.
Let's check out what's happening around our glorious Sutherland Shire Council. Our council here in the Shire is celebrating Youth Week starting today, April 20, and it will run till the 30th of April with a range of wonderful community events. The celebration will feature events such as youth markets, Battle of the Bands, which Tuzar is involved in, skate competition, Vibe Fest, along with activities hosted by Sutherland Shire Libraries. The theme for this year's Youth Week is Connect, Participate, Celebrate, and the council aims to encourage young people to participate in events organised by the local community. The council has partnered with community organisations and businesses for the event, and anyone who's interested in participating are encouraged to do so and book your tickets for relevant events. Of course, to find out what's on, head to the Sutherland Shire Council's website for the full programme and all the Youth Week events. sutherlandshire.nsw.gov.au.
The Troy Murphy Show, driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m.
Joining us again on the show is our favourite psychologist from the Headspace app. It's Carly Dober. Carly, thank you so much for coming back on the show.
Thank you so much for inviting me back.
Carly, I love having you on the show. I think we should get you back weekly. But the reason I've got you on the show is because I need some expert input. And you're the expert. And I feel as though that everyone could do with a little bit of insight in understanding our fellow humans a little better. And, you know, to learn how to best navigate them depending on their personality trait. You see, Carly, I found myself encountering someone who I believe is a narcissist. So I thought I'd get you back on the show to help me identify if I'm dealing with such a personality type. And but firstly, can you tell me, how does one identify another as a narcissist?
Well, psychologists, what we do is we use specific assessment tools and structured screeners, and we look at a bunch of clinical symptoms or traits. So there are 9 symptoms that we would look for, and a combination of 5 or more would lead us to diagnose someone with that. One is a sense of self-importance. So they think they're the best person in the room, the most important of anyone. Another one is a preoccupation with power, beauty, success, or status. Third, they can be incredibly entitled. They believe that they are deserving of everything. They can only be around people who are important or special because, again, they believe they deserve to rub shoulders only with those who are very important. They can also be very interpersonally exploitative for their own gain. So they'll use people as tools and not see them as people or humans in their own right. They can be incredibly arrogant. They will lack empathy. They feel like they must be admired and they must have a big song and dance that's made about them at all times. And they also must be envious of others or believe that others are very envious of them.
Wow. So to tick off five of those would categorize someone as a narcissist.
Yeah, that's right.
And what if someone checked off all nine?
Well, then we'd be dealing with someone who might be quite troublesome to deal with. But also remember that these symptoms, we're looking for how much they actually impact someone's life or functioning. So, you know, you or I might have a few of these traits, but it doesn't impact how we actually relate to the world. So that also has to be an impact of the criteria as well.
Yeah. Now, how do people who are narcissistic address their failures? Because listening to you go through those 9 points, it makes me wonder, you know, we all make mistakes in our lives. Most of us own up to making a mistake, and, you know, we'll put our hand up and go, yep, sorry, I screwed up here. That's on me. Mm-hmm. Apologies. I'll do better next time. How do narcissists deal with their own failures?
Typically not that way. They might be very, we often say that they have fragile egos. So they will be very, you know, this is not me. This is because of you. This is because of other people. I'm being judged. They aren't very quick to look at their own role in what might be happening for them or what might not be happening for them and why.
Right. Right. So the big question I guess I should be asking now is, how does one best deal with a narcissist? So, you know, if they're forced to engage with them, say, in a workplace environment or a relationship situation, how does one best deal?
I would say walk away.
Yeah. Good old Craig David style, walking away.
The traits that I've spoken about, and they can be very impactful in communication, interacting with other people, and feedback. And often someone who is a narcissist, a true narcissist, will react very unkind or might be very cruel. And sometimes for our own health and well-being, it is actually best just to walk away and chop it up as a learning and get support from our own friends.
Right. There we go. I love it.
Mm.
Psychologist from the amazing Headspace app, Carly Dover, thank you so much for your time.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me.
SSR FM, the home of the Troy Murphy Show.
Ponder this. We usually think of dumb people not being able to understand smart people, but smart people also don't understand dumb people. Not quite sure which camp I'm parked in there. Indeed, ponder that.
The Troy Murphy Show, driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m.
It's now time for some weird, wacky, and wonderful news from around the world. And for this first story, my friends, you may need to hold on to your butts because we're about to dive into some seriously absurd bathroom habits. And we're not talking about people skipping the hand washing or sharing a toothbrush with their partner. No, 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 no. We're talking about real taboo stuff here. Such as people pooping in the shower. Yes, you heard right. Apparently, 1 in 10 people are taking the plunge and dropping a douche whilst they rinse off. But wait, it gets worse or better, or, well, it all depends on how you look at it. According to a recent survey conducted in the US of A, of course it's the US of A, that's where all the weird stuff happens, nearly a quarter of people, they opt to wash their genitals in the sink, and a whopping 3 in 10 take a leak in the shower. I mean, why not just let it all out and turn the whole bathroom into your own personal toilet, right? I would hate to be sharing a bathroom with anyone who, well, definitely washing the genitals in the sink and the pooping thing? No. No, no, no. Ickity. Yuck. Gross. Now, look, I know what you're thinking. Well, you know, they could be conserving water by doing the stuff that they do that should be done in the toilet and doing it in the shower instead of the flushing thing for the toilet and the showering thing. Well, on average, according to those surveyed, on average, Americans shower 6 times a week for about 15 minutes each time. Really? Who's in the shower for 15 minutes? Minutes. I'm bored after 5. Now, if you do the math, 15 minutes, 6 days a week, in US terms, it's 10,000 gallons. For us, here down under, that's 37,855 litres of water per year, per person. That's a lot of water, not enough to justify doing what you do in the shower that should be done on the toilet. And, it gets weirder. It's not just what people do in the shower. They're getting creative with what they're using in the shower as alternate cleaning products. With some people admitting that they use egg yolks and baking soda to clean their hair instead of shampoo. I mean, what's next? Tomato sauce for body wash? Little bit of mustard for the tinea? Should have said something starting with T for the tinea. Who knows? It's absurd. It is weird. But, you know, it's not all bad news, because apparently over 60% of respondents said that showering with their partner boosted happiness in their relationships and created a stronger emotional intimacy between them. And that's got to save some water too. You know, if you're in there for the 15 minutes and there's two of you, that's got to save some water. Unless, of course, you double the time, but let's not get into that. it's all about the environment, folk. It's all about the environment. And 37% of men in the survey admitted that they like to video chat while they were getting all sudsy in the shower. Not quite sure what sort of video meetings they're having or what they're showing in the videos, but talk about multitasking. Who said that men can't multitask? They're doing it in their showers with their video chatting. I hope they're not talking to mates. Also, I hope they're not talking to potential love interests or partners. Who's talking while they're in the shower? There's the background noise. Audio quality, people. Audio quality. But seriously, let's look at the bottom line here. Showers are for cleaning. Toilets are for excreting. And if you think that's weird, staying in the US for the weird, wacky and wonderful news from around the world this week. If you thought cow tipping was dangerous, well, think again. Apparently, a dairy farm in Texas had a little bit of a mishap last week that left 18,000 cows utterly, pun intended, destroyed in a methane gas explosion. Yeah, kaboom. You heard that right. A freaking explosion. Oh, not to mention one unlucky person who ended up in a critical condition as well. But, you know, one person, 18,000. That's 18,000. That's a lot of cows. Authorities believe that a machine called the Honey Badger might be to blame for this bovine disaster. Now, for those of you and us who are not familiar with farmyard machinery and equipment, the Honey Badger is a machine that is described as a vacuum that sucks manure and water out. Out of what? I have no idea. That's all I was told in the article. But what is believed is that the Honey Badger overheated and the methane from the manure ignited and went kaboom. I mean, you know, right? Who knew cleaning up cow poop could be so deadly? And 18,000 cows. That's a lot of meat and milk and cows. Fun fact, get this, almost 3 million farm and animals have died in fires across the US in the past 3 years. That's 1 million farm animals per year in fires. What are they doing there? Yeah, and we're not just talking about, you know, chickens losing a few feathers. We're talking full-blown barbecue of our farmyard friends here. Oh, you know, farm to plate. You just might as well move to the farms. They're frying them as they go. But don't worry, animal lovers out there. The American Animal Welfare Institute is on the case. And they're urging farmers to adopt fire safety measures because there's nothing worse than the thought of cows burning alive, mostly because it's a waste of barbecue. It's also like a scene out of a horror movie, but more mooing. If you're in Texas and you see a honey badger machine, just remember, it's not the cute and cuddly kind. It's the kind that blows up cows. And finally, in the weird, wacky and wonderful news from around the world this week, the latest strain of COVID-19 is being warned about. Yep. According to those who are desperate for another lockdown, aka the World Health Organization, because they've put this one on their watch list. Well, this new variant, it's called variant XBB.1.16, nicknamed Arcturus, who cares? Well, apparently this new round of COVID is giving people pink eye. Mm-hmm, sure. Blame COVID and not your weird hygiene habits, folks. Maybe it's the same people reporting the pink eye who poop in the shower from the earlier story. Indeed. That's the weird, wacky and wonderful news from around the world this week here on The Troy Murphy Show.
Did you miss your favourite show? Did you want to listen back again? 2SSR is now on demand, so you can listen back whenever you want. Simply click on the show you want to listen back to on the live program guide by going to the 2SSR.com.au homepage. There you will find the show's on-demand player with the latest from your favourite show, music included. Take 2SSR wherever you go. It's as easy as click, play, enjoy.
It's time now for Sutherland Shire local news.
Time to take a look at the news that broke across the Shire this week. Two drivers have been charged with high-range PCA in separate incidents over the weekend in Kirrawee and in Loftus. A 39-year-old man crashed into three parked vehicles and attempted to drive away from the scene, recording a reading of 0.157. In Loftus, a 44-year-old woman was observed driving erratically along the Princess Highway and recorded a reading of 0.208 after being pulled over. Both drivers had their licenses suspended by police. Firefighters from Fire and Rescue New South Wales responded to a building fire at the Australian Nuclear Science and Technology Organisation, ANSTO, at approximately 9 p.m. on Tuesday night. The firefighters quickly identified the source of the smoke in a roof void and worked to extinguish the fire. The New South Wales Police Force and the New South Wales Ambulance Service were also present at the scene to ensure the safety of all involved. The cause of the fire and any damage sustained to the facility have yet to be released by authorities. Starting May 13, drive-through COVID-19 testing clinics in New South Wales will no longer offer free testing. Instead, private pathology services will carry out PCR testing only with a referral from a medical practitioner or nurse. Although drive-through clinics will no longer offer free testing, New South Wales will continue to provide free access to RATs through various channels, and the government will work with stakeholders to ensure priority access to free RATs for groups in most need. And finally, in local news, it has been revealed that the Anzac Day Dawn service at Warranora, hosted by the Warranora RSL sub-branch, will begin at 7 a.m. instead of the traditional time of 6 a.m. due to pedestrian safety concerns. This according to the Sutherland Shire Council's Traffic Management Committee. The New South Wales Police also cited a lack of resources to ensure safety at dawn given the numerous other Anzac Day services taking place throughout the Shire. The decision has disappointed many locals who view the dawn service as an important commemoration. And that's what's happening this week in Sutherland Shire Local News.
Now for your 2SSR 4-day weather watch.
Tomorrow Friday, a shower to tops of 21 degrees, partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers along the coast. The weekend Saturday, showers tops of 22 is expected. High chance of showers, light winds becoming south to southeasterly, up to 20 kilometres per hour. Ooh, wet and windy on Saturday. And Sunday, maximum temperature of 23. Showers will continue. Let's look into the crystal ball. Further outlook, Monday as we all go back to work, a shower or two, tops of 23 degrees. Looks like we're in for a wet one this weekend.
Stay tuned. More from the Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
Would you like to be involved in your local not-for-profit radio station? Would you like to become a 2SSR volunteer with the opportunity to be a presenter, provide office support or help with community events? If you would like to be part of the 2SSR family, call us on 9545 1800 or go to our website 2SSR.com.au and click on membership to download the application form.
Hello, it's John Nartai here from Saturday Jams, and I'd like to ask you a couple of questions. How do you like your R&B served?
Fast.
Get down to Saturday night.
Slow.
Switching the positions.
Old.
You're making it hard for me.
Or new. If you answered yes, well, I have the show for you. Tune into 2SSR every Saturday evenings from 5 to 7 for Saturday Jams on 99.7 FM.
2SSR FM 99.7.
Follow The Troy Murphy Show on Twitter. Search Troy Murphy.
On to this. Our mouths are simply a nest of bones housing a speech snake. Ponder that. Up next, we're going to talk about the controversy of Bluey. Oh, clutch your pearls. It's a disaster.
The Troy Murphy Show, driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m.
Ooh, clutch your pearls. Global hit Australian kids TV show Bluey is offending people. And how could a cute and adorable, well-written and created TV show possibly be offending people, I hear you ask? Good question indeed. By allegedly fat shaming adults and setting a bad example for kids for their futures. Now, in case you missed it, it kind of blew up this week as a news story. And now we're going to give it the Troy Murphy Show look at, as unique as it will be, because it's going to be unique. But first, if you missed it all, here's the audio clip of the episode that is causing all le drama.
Oh, man.
What?
Bluey.
Why did you say, oh, man?
I just need to do some exercise.
Tell me about it.
Found you. Why don't you just do some exercise?
Same old reason, Bluey. You kids and work.
Us? Why don't you do it now?
Because I'd be late for work.
So?
Well, that wouldn't make my boss very happy.
How do you make your boss very happy?
By not being late for work.
Well, we won't get in the way of your exercise. And I think your boss would want you to be very happy as well.
Yeah, maybe you're right, Bluey.
Oh, man.
Indeed. And in case you missed the fake outrage online, the latest episode of which we just listened to part of has ignited a debate among parents regarding its portrayal of weight loss and exercise. Now, the episode is titled Exercise, and the episode features Blue Healer parents, Bandit and Chili, stepping onto bathroom scales and expressing disappointment at the numbers that they see. Now, while the episode does end on a positive note with a message about the importance of exercise and spending time together as a family, many parents have criticized the show's focus on weight loss and body dissatisfaction as a motivator for exercise. What? Side note, let me just interject here for a second. Is there any other better motivator for getting back into exercise? You know, I'm no dad, but I am a man in his early 40s, and I'm sure I'm not alone when I look into the mirror and think, time to get back on the old exercise bike. Hopefully no one's looking at the mirror at the same time I am and thinking that about my body. I'm just more generally speaking, I'm sure there are a lot of men in their 40s who are looking in the mirror going, the old chub-chub is getting bigger. That's not fat-shaming. That's reality. You know, there's this thing, as we get older, our metabolism ain't like what it used to be. We eat crappier foods because we can afford better foods nowadays as we get older. Yeah, no, it's a recipe for getting fatter as we get older. And, you know, some of us don't like it. And some of us, when we look in the mirror, we have that thought, well, it's time to exercise because there's no way I'm changing my diet. But anyway, back to this story. Some parents have taken to social media to voice their concerns, calling the messaging in the episode, and I quote, harmful and upsetting. One commentator, a pediatrician working with young people with eating disorders, noted that endorsing body checking, body weighing, and negative comments about your body in front of your children does imprint on them and can contribute over time to eating disorders. Let's just park that here because we've got a dietitian who's called for more to happen to this show. But let's park that here and take a look at this pediatrician who said, endorsing body checking, weighing, and negative comments about your body in front of your children does imprint on them and can contribute over time to eating disorders. Now, if they think that a two-dimensional fictional dog grabbing his belly weight and saying, oh dear, and then the messaging of the video is to go and exercise to lose that little bit of chub, is going to contribute over time to eating disorders. Well, newsflash, watching years and years of Simpsons, Homer drinking beer on a couch, and the Ninja Turtles eating pizzas in a sewer, kicking ninja butt. I don't eat pizza that to an excessive amount or drink beer on a couch that I belch like that. Come on. Cartoons, whilst they might have some influence over contributing to children's future behaviours, I think we're clutching at straws by having a, what is it, a Bluey episode runs for 10 minutes? Come on. 10 seconds or was it 30 seconds at the beginning of the show where he grabs his belly and says, oh dear? You know, come on. Clutching at straws, because that's what one dietitian has called for. The first 30 seconds of this episode to be cut, stating that the message was really out of step. So identifying that you're overweight and contemplating to focus more on exercise and healthy lifestyle to counter weight gain in adults is problematic? Come on. Come on, we can do better as a society. The criticism of the episode has sparked discussions around body positivity and ensuring a healthy lifestyle. While some parents have defended the show, saying that it's important to have age-appropriate conversations with children all about topics, others argue that children should not be exposed to negative messages about body image and that exercise should not be linked solely with weight loss. I wonder if it's the same parents complaining about body image and body positivity and weight loss linked with exercise are the same people who are going leftist crazy with everything else being subjected onto children. For me, you know, I might be more on board of this. If you can find me a parent or a parent, you know, out there who is not working class, you know, parents who aren't both working full-time jobs, you know, each parent trying to find balance between work, their social interactions with their friends and family, you know, raising two young kids who have not had a relatable moment when they've jumped on the scale or looked in the mirror. Is it just me? Is it just me? Or are the people out there who use this Bluey episode and things like it as an avenue for making complaint at the drop of a hat, are they just, is it just me, or are they projecting their own insecurities whilst trying to normalize their own failings in life? No one wants to be fat. Of course, there are caveats to that sentence. Some people might be, but the majority of us, we don't want to be fat. You know, everyone knows that the best way to stay fit and to have an ideal body weight, which, you know, the doctors tell us, you know, science, modern science tells us it's not good to be fat. It's better to have a, was it a BPM or body mass index, BMI, you know, and that's best achieved through good diet and exercise. So where do these online narcs get off saying that it's fat shaming or fatophobic and triggering for a cartoon dog to grab his belly saying, oh, I better go and do some exercise? I tell you what, if it's triggering for you, if this is triggering from you, then maybe it's time to stop pretending that the world has got something against you and do something about the weight that you're so triggered by, because a cartoon dog on a kid's show grabbed his belly and said, oh man, is it just me? Or are more and more people nowadays trying to normalize lazy behavior and playing the victim card when it's addressed? Oh, I can't be, you know, I can't help being fat, although I do nothing to help my, you know, rectify my situation. I still eat bad food and I don't exercise. And when someone even slightly mentions, oh, how could I do something to help rectify my situation? Oh, it's time for me to play the victim and say I'm being, you know, everyone is accusing me of, and everyone is fat shaming for my lifestyle. And then, you know, they're the ones who are damaging me. Come on, come on. I can't be the only one who sees what's going on here for what it is. Projecting victimhood because you're too lazy to deal with your own failings. Back to the story here, and this is coming from a man who's overweight, but I'm not blaming everyone else for me being overweight. I blame myself every morning when I get up and I don't go for that jog, or I don't eat healthy through that day. My fault, not blaming a cartoon dog. But back to the story. Oh, rantalicious this show. The Troy Murphy. We haven't done a good Troy Murphy show rant for a while. And here we are. Back to the story. Now, even though the current online debate highlights the importance of thoughtful and responsible media portrayals of body image and exercise, don't get me wrong, I'm all for it, especially when the target audience is young children. Shows like Bluey, I'm pretty sure that, you know, when they're deciding on writing the show and how they're going to frame it, they're not sitting there going, how should we not project and provide positive messages about family values and healthy lifestyles? You know, come on. I'm pretty sure they're not sitting there thinking, how can we perpetuate harmful stereotypes or messages around body images for our viewing audience? Of course they're not doing that. Of course they're not. I tell you what, this kind of thing is too much of too little being made into too big an anthill, whatever the saying is. Bubble wrap parenting at its highest out of control degree. You know, I guarantee you, if you polled 1,000 kids who watched that episode and asked them what their biggest take-home message from that, I bet you it has nothing to do with, you know, Bandit, the daddy blue healer, grabbing his belly after standing on the scale and saying, oh man. Guarantee it. Hashtag that as rant over.
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
Yabba dabba doo!
Troy Murphy, it's a Troy Murphy Show. Hope it's not too much of a disaster. Will he get through an entire show without offending someone? We are so open door with the Troy Murphy Show. Have a yabba dabba doo time. A dabba doo time. You'll have a gay old time.
To ssr.com.au.
Hi, Kirk Pengilly from INXS here. And whether it's music, sweet things, puppies, movies, we all love our treats. But our eyes need treating too. 300,000 Australians, including me, are affected by glaucoma. Diagnosed early, glaucoma can be managed. Left undiagnosed, it can cause blindness. So treat yourself by treating your eyes to a simple test. Book your test at treatyoureyes.org.au today.
What you hear on community radio is governed by the Community Broadcasting Codes of Practice. The codes of practice cover matters relating to program content that are of concern to the community, including local content, news, current affairs, Australian music content, programs for children, and the responsibilities associated with broadcasting to the community. They also cover aspects such as community access and participation in the operation of this service. Copies of the codes are available from the Community Broadcasting Association website, www.cbaa.org.au.
Keeping it smooth in the Shire for over 20 years. Paul E. Routledge and Smooth Jazz. Will Downey. Free thing I miss. Gerald Albright. Brand new heavies. You're such a freak. Paul E. Routledge and Smooth Jazz. Sunday, 6 p.m. for the drive home on FM 99.7.
Never miss a beat. Follow The Troy Murphy Show Facebook page. Search The Troy Murphy Show.
as we take a look at what's happening around our beautiful Sutherland Shire for Youth Week, something caught my eye. And it's the amazing people over at Headspace Miranda. They have an exciting event coming up very soon. And joining me on the phone to talk all about it is the wonderful Amy Lloyd. Amy, how are you, my friend?
Hello, Troy. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Doing good. Now, with Youth Week coming up, Headspace, of which you're part of, have this amazing trivia night. Can you tell us all about it?
Yes, of course. So happening during Youth Week, which has already started on Monday the 24th of April at 6 p.m, Headspace Miranda have partnered with Grilled, just there at Westfield Miranda, and we're having a fundraiser trivia night. So it's very exciting. We're trying to get all the members of the community involved, kind of everybody's welcome, and it's just a little bit of a fundraiser for our centre here at Headspace Miranda, which is all about supporting young people ages 12 to 25 with their youth mental health and wellbeing.
So, I love
it. It's a really exciting event.
So you buy a ticket, you join the trivia, you get dinner. Is that how it all works?
Absolutely. So $30 for the ticket and you get a burger, fries, and the rest is a donation to our centre. And basically you pop on over on the day and we set everybody up into trivia teams and we just have a fun night.
So you can just turn up without being part of a team. You don't have to bring a team. You can just turn up by yourself and join a team that you guys create.
Yeah, well, we'd love to see as many people there as possible. So bring along friends, bring along family, bring along neighbours, bring along cousins, whoever you want to bring. But if you rock up solo on the day, we'll find a team for you too. And we'll just make sure that everybody gets to go and gets to have a fun time.
And the big question, what sort of trivia are we talking about here? General knowledge, or is it going to be difficult trivia, easy trivia?
I wouldn't say it'll be too easy, but it definitely won't be too hard. I think it's just going to be a general trivia, you know, try and stump the brain a little bit, get everybody excited, see kind of, you know, maybe like trick a few people, but I think it'll be like general trivia, kind of just about everything.
I love it. Amy, where can people buy their tickets from?
Of course. So we've got a site open at the moment on Eventbrite. And basically, if you just look up Headspace Miranda Grilled Trivia Night, it'll pop right up. Or if you head to our Headspace Miranda social media or website, it'll be there too. So feel free to buy your tickets ahead of time.
I love it. Definitely something everyone should jump on board with. Amy, thank you so much for joining us today here on the show.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me, Troy. Have a great day.
The Troy Murphy Show, driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m.
2SSR 99.7 FM, and as the Troy Murphy Show draws to a close, it's time to put our silly hats back on as we hark back to the golden but now rusty days of radio with the Troy Murphy Show Radio Drama, featuring our favourite characters, Aunt Ethel, Alex, Red, Charlie, Queen and Roger, also known as the Troy Murphy Show house band, the Diddley Squats. As in this episode, episode 2 of the radio drama, the gang, after deciding to go on an adventure together, now have to decide what adventure they go on. Alrighty, gang, now that we've decided to go on an adventure together, we really need to decide what kind of adventure we should go on. Does anyone have any suggestions?
I've got one. How's about we go to the moon?
Oh, Aunt Ethel, we can't just go to the moon. We're not astronauts, unless any of you know Elon Musk. He might be able to get us there.
I don't think that's a very practical suggestion, Aunt Ethel. We need to think of something that's within our means and abilities.
I got the idea. How's about a road trip? We could rent an RV and drive across the country, seeing all the sights.
Ugh, how mundane. I'm not interested in seeing the world from the back of an RV, especially with you lot.
I've got it!
Let's steal the mayor's prized garden gnome and take it on a world tour!
That is illegal. We can't just steal someone's property.
All right, everyone, just calm down. Let's try to think of something that we can all enjoy.
How's about we dress up as cows and head to the nearby farm, and when the farmer goes to milk us, we jump out of our costumes and scare him.
That has so many red flags attached to it. Roger, back away from that idea and back away from that idea fast.
Oh, how's about we create a fake alien invasion and scare the entire town?
Now that's more like it. What do you have in mind, Aunt Ethel?
Well, Petals, come in closer. We could all dress up in alien costumes and roam around the town pretending to be from another planet. We could set up fake UFO sightings and crop circles in the fields. Oh, the whole town will be buzzing with the news of an alien invasion.
Shut up! This is a great idea.
How delightful. I can hardly contain my excitement.
I don't know if I want to participate in a prank. What if we get caught?
Don't worry, Alex. It'll be fun. And if we do get caught, well, we'll just have to come up with a creative way to get out of getting caught.
Well, I guess that does give us possibility for future episodes.
Exactly. It's a win-win for everyone. So we're all in this together.
All right, then. Let's get started on our alien costumes.
Back to my place, everyone. I've got a sewing machine. How's about this? Does this look very alien-y?
Ethel, that's a wig for a clown, so no.
Well, it could still work.
Do we really have to wear these?
Come on! They're awesome-looking alien antenna! Alex, it's all in good fun.
With a stitch here and a zip there. Oh, we're all done. Costumes are ready.
Costumes done? We'll plan it as we go along. Let's head into town.
All right, everyone. Remember to keep up the act. We need to make this as convincing as possible.
Not where I thought this was going to go. So I guess tune in next week to find out how the gang's alien invasion prank on the town goes. Will it work or will it fail?
Friday, Saturday, happy days. Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, what a day. Tune your radio to the Troy Murphy Show. The Troy Murphy Show. Goodbye, Chris Cash. Hello, Blue. The Troy Murphy Show, it is for you. Nights from 6 p.m. and then online all week long. Friday, Saturday, happy days. Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, what a day. Tune your radio to
It's all over, just like that.
And that's it. The Troy Murphy Show, done and dusted for another week. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back next week from 6 p.m. for another edition of The Troy Murphy Show. If you missed any part of the show or want to listen back to any of the ranting or raving or weird stories from tonight's extravaganza, You can listen back on demand by clicking the Troy Murphy Show on the live program guide that you can find on the 2SSR.com.au website. Coming up next, the encore broadcast of the convo. Until next week, my friends, bye for now.
Two SSR FM, your community, your station.